Hey there, it is Lolita E. Walker, and I am so excited to join Kim Beasley as we talk strategies and tips to get out of your own way. I can't wait for you to join us, listen in, grab a pen and a pad, and grab these nuggets that we're going to drop on you today. All right now.
Are you stuck when it comes to figuring out how to build your business brand online? Then check out Pamper My Business free training that helps you learn how to easily start building your business brand online. Just go to free.pampermybusiness.com. Remember, it's free. Kim Beasley, and I'm the host of Pamper My Business podcast, where you will learn tips, tools, and techniques that will give you the freedom to easily build your business brand online so that you can be seen and then sell to your target customers. I will be interviewing industry leaders and professionals who will share their knowledge and experience, which will help you brand your business online. Get ready to take notes and learn from Kim and her guests, because this is going to be a fun learning experience.
Hi, everyone. This is Kim Beasley, your host of Pamper My Business podcast. And today I have with me author and certified life and executive coach, Lolita Walker. Yay!
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you here with me today. And the reason why is because Lolita is on the forefront of a movement that empowers women. Yes, women, and yes, teams to embrace their challenges and triumphs, act in their strengths, and thrive in greatness that is within them. That is so awesome, Lolita, because as an entrepreneur, one of the things that's really important to me is to draw my strength. And I know we're going to get into that today. And I'm just excited to have you here to share. So to get things started, I always ask the same question. What is the purpose of your business?
Yes, the purpose of my business is really exactly what you said. It is really to empower you to embrace where you are, act in your strengths, and thrive in your greatness. Particularly as women, we are just so busy and we give so much to everyone else. We rarely take that same time and gift it back to ourselves. We're mothers, we're wives, we're entrepreneurs, we're corporate business women, we're stay-at-home moms, we are power women. And oftentimes,
wait, you left some off. We're sisters. We're
aunties.
Cousins.
Listen, we run out of things. Yes, we run out of fingers and toes when we talk about women and what we do and offer this world. So I offer that sacred space for you to pause and really remember who you were before you were all of these things. You were you. So I remind you of that. And I help to coach you through where you really want to be. Super awesome.
That is so awesome. I'm excited for you to start sharing, because when you take into consideration all the things that women really do, the biggest thing that comes to mind is that we are not only the backbone, we are the forerunners for a lot of the great things that are happening. Let's dive into these questions. How did you get started with your business? I want to know how you started it up, and transitions that you may have experienced, and then where you are now.
Absolutely. So to take you back, I was working in corporate America for 17 and a half years. And I was one of those that didn't have their business when they were working in corporate America. And so when I leaped, I did all the stuff, you wake up, you finally go to the gym, you walk around, you drop your kid off at school. And finally, I said to myself, this is fun, but what next? And when you're sitting in that space of what next, and after you've been working in corporate America for so long, you really just say, now what's important to me? What are my strengths? And that's where I started. What are my strengths? What did I think my strengths were? What did I know my strengths were? What did other people say my strengths were? And I wanted to start something where I could control my time, energy, and resources. And that was me being an entrepreneur. Now the question was, all right, well, what are you going to do? When I think about and I heard and I saw the writings of my I Am Wonderful folder, it was the same thing. These things just kept bubbling up. You are great at really growing people. You are great at showcasing and pulling out of them what their strengths are. You are great at really helping them thrive. So there you go. I'm going to keep on doing it.
That is so awesome, because as an entrepreneur, it's always great to have encouragement, and it's always great having a coach or a mentor who can keep you on task, who can help you get from point A to point B, point B to point C. So yes. I'm excited to hear how you've been able to do that. Now, what are some of the lessons that you have learned along the way?
There's been so many lessons that I learned. I think the first is that you are your largest advocate. That's number one. You are the only person who can uniquely do what you do to the audience that you want to serve. Okay. There's so much space out here for everybody, but nobody does it like Lolita E. Walker. Nobody does it like Kim Beazley. You know, we are good at what we do. And when we can hold on to those things, then we thrive. I think another one that I learned is don't compare yourself to what's out there in the world and the things that you are seeing that happen to be out there.
Yes.
Social media is there, but it could sometimes be a facade. Mm-hmm. I control what I put out in my space. I control that the same way other people do too. So sometimes we can get lost in those things that are distractions that pull us away from what our goals are. And those things can have us seated in the sidelines full of distraction and fear. And so when we recognize that, okay, yes, it's great that they're doing that. Let me grab some lessons from that, but not let me compare myself to that, because that stuff will have you underneath the bed somewhere.
Okay, we got to bag it up, because this is something that entrepreneurs are really bad at, and that is understanding their worth.
Yes.
And this comparison to others. I understand in corporate America, oh my goodness, let's put it this way. I came along when it was not a problem for the good old boys network to have their things in place and they help each other out. But when a woman came along, challenged her, I actually had a man to tell me that I need to be barefoot pregnant at home, just like his wife. And I ended up becoming his boss, as a matter of fact. What are some things that we can do, like three things that we can do to stop ourselves from getting into that comparison trap that we do when we see someone doing something and it's really successful?
Yes. I love the power of three. So I love that you asked for three things. I'm big on three bullets. And let me think about that. I think to your question of what can we do as entrepreneurs to really stop us from the comparisons, the first thing is automate as much as possible. The more you can stay off of social media intentionally, the better you are, because what we do is we get on and we scroll and we dig. Guess what? That wasn't on your to-do list for today. That wasn't where you wanted to go for today. And it'll suck you up. So yes. I would say plan. So in the beginning of the week, maybe it's your Sunday, you're going to plan for the next week. And you're just going to figure out what your posts are going to be, what's your goals. Again, that clarity. So that's the first thing I would say is let's get a little clear on keeping ourselves off of social media as much as we possibly can by planning. The second thing I'll say is really in the form of clarity as well is be clear on what your business is. Be clear on the goals for your business.
Yes.
Okay. Oftentimes when we even look and we compare, we might look at a competitor's site and see what it is they're offering or what their keywords are, or things like that, you know, that everybody tells us to do. Don't forget that you have a mission, you have a vision, you have a goal for your business. And so although that's very interesting to see and sometimes gives you lessons that you can then reapply, you really have to be careful that you're not pulled away from what your goal, your vision is for your unique business. That's the second thing I'll say.
And so let's revisit. The first thing, stay off social media.
Well, not stay off, but plan your social media. We need it for our businesses. So plan it.
Mm-hmm. Plan your social media. What's the second one?
Yes. The second one was getting clear on your business goals and vision.
Okay. So what's the third one?
Yes. If I had to choose my third one, I would say to always capture your small wins at the end of every day. I am big on that. Big on a small wins board. Have one for my son and I. And it is, what is it that was your win today? Mm-hmm. And I don't know is not an answer. What was your small win today? You know, one of my big sisters in my sorority, I was at her house a year ago or 2 years ago, and she asked her son, what's your happy and crappy? And I was like, it's phenomenal. So I do with my son, what's your two happies and one crappy, and then what's your small win? And they all need to be different. So we talk about it throughout the course of the day. So it is capturing your small wins. It's talking about it. It's articulating it, because you got to know that throughout the days, the weeks, the hours, the minutes, everything's not going to go your way. Everything's not going to always be positive. But at the end of the day, you did something that is a win, and we're going to capture it.
I totally agree. And with my team, we set goals at the beginning of every day. We say, okay, this is what I plan on accomplishing today. And then at the end of the day, we say, this is what I accomplished, and this is what I didn't, but we'll carry over till tomorrow. And then this is what I'm going to add to tomorrow. We call them gains, G-A-I-N-Z, gains. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we try to do is encourage each other to complete those gains, so that at the end of the day, at the end of the week, we have these gains that we can see in writing that we've accomplished.
Absolutely.
So I love that.
Absolutely.
Love that.
And just like journaling, when you can go back, because this is what I heard you say, is at the end of the week, you could look at those. And how powerful is it at the end of your long week to go back through and at least see five things that, you know what? I love it. I love it.
I love my team. I love my team for this. So one thing that entrepreneurs face is the imposter syndrome. They do this fake it till you make it thing.
Yeah.
And to me, if you have to fake it to make it, then you're being an imposter and you're not being your real true self. So, and I think about people who get a picture taken by a real expensive car that's not theirs. You know what I mean? Or get a picture taken with a famous person that they haven't really tried to connect with. And you know, it's nothing wrong with getting pictures taken. That's perfect. But if you are on social media saying that you built a relationship with this person and you haven't, that's imposter syndrome. So what are some things that you can say to entrepreneurs to encourage them to get out of the imposter syndrome and get more into the realness?
I think what you're asking, I hear you loud and clear, is how to go about being your authentic self when there's so much around you, especially in social media.
Yes.
So what I would say is, again, when you capture these small wins every day, when you recognize what your strengths are, all of these things are affirming you. That's why in my business is so big, the power of affirmation. Because when you know who you are, when you remind yourself consistently of who you are, where you're going, and what you're going to be and have and do all of these things, then again, you're clear on the path that you're going. So standing beside a car that you don't own or posted up with somebody that you haven't met doesn't really hit you on those goals. It doesn't, because that's not even in your sight. You don't veer to the left, you don't veer to the right and turned around. I think it's also not only clarity in knowing who it is that you are, but I think it's us just facing fear. What happens, and all of us have been there, I believe, at some point in this imposter syndrome, whether it's at the beginning spectrum or all the way at the highest when you're posing beside cars that's not yours, we've all come to gamut with us being an imposter to our authentic selves. What I would say is that we got to pause. We got to step back a minute. Sometimes it takes a friend in your network or somebody in your network to say, hey, what's going on? Sometimes it takes that. When you're journaling, you can see that if you kind of go back, veer off. But fear can cripple us. Fear of success, fear of the unrealistic goals that we put on ourselves, fear of what other people will think now that you had this big high-powered job first that was really high profile, and now you're kind of starting over and you don't have a lot of supporters. Fear that, oh, I only got 2 likes on this post. It is always reminding you who you are in your greatness. And that's why I love what I do, because society, technology, your self-doubt, your fear will have you handcuffed. And those are the things that I work with my clients on. Those are the things that's in my book when I talk about these 17 stops along this journey, because life is a journey. What you're going through, you're choosing. I'm meeting you at the intersection of you and change. It's a choice.
Yes. Oh man, you're leading into the next question. How do you help a client deal with overwhelming, you know, like talking them off of the wall?
Yes, off the ledge. My son is spelling ledge. That's one of his spelling words this week, ledge.
Oh.
So how do you talk somebody off the wall?
Yeah.
I think the first question that I work with my clients on is, what ledge are you standing on? Why are you on the ledge again? What made you go up there? Let's talk about it. Tell me a little bit about what got you on the ledge in the first place. Before we can get you down, we got to get clear on why you're there. Once we understand that, which can be different, everybody's ledge looks different. Once we understand that, then we tackle that. And then we see, how realistic is it that you're really standing on a ledge? Are you standing on a ledge that is not really a ledge because when you really look down, you're still on the ground floor? Or are you standing on a ledge that when you look down, you're on the 19th floor and, oh my goodness, we have a problem. So I think it is getting clear on where you are, why you're there, and is it real? Or is it something that is in your head that is now handcuffing you, such as fear? When we understand what you're standing upon, then that is what we can work on.
I'm so glad you tuned in for part one. Check in tomorrow for part two. You have been listening to Pamper My Business podcast, and I am your host, Kim Beasley. Join the Pamper My Business community by visiting pampermybusiness.com, where you will find our free training along with our masterclass, so that you can continue your learning journey about building your brand online.